From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, April the 12th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Andrew Haney from Millbrook, Bob Bishop of Hamden, and John Pascoe of Kinderhook, the three Republicans vying to run to replace U.S. Representative Chris Gibson, Republican Kinderhook, representing the 19th Congressional District, will discuss politics on April 19th. The Marlboro Republican Committee, the Town of Lloyd, and the Plattskill Republican Committee host a candidate forum at 7:30 p.m. April 19th at the Marlboro High School Auditorium near Wappingers Falls. The Poughkeepsie Journal is reporting that Bernie Sanders will speak in Dutchess County today, April the 12th, at Marist College. Michael Stipe, singer of the band R.E.M., will also attend. The rally is at 7 p.m. at McCann Arena. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the State Comptroller's Office audit of Quesar 3 BOCES has found no problems. The report was issued last week. The Comptroller's Office reviewed Quesar's purchasing practice between July 2014 and September 2015. The auditors wrote, and I quote, "We randomly reviewed 33 purchase orders subject to the BOCES procurement policy during our audit period and found that all complied with the policy," end quote. The auditors also examined larger purchases that used a competitive bidding process and found no problems. They wrote, and I quote, "We commend BOCES officials for establishing and implementing effective purchasing procedures," end quote. Questar 3 includes school districts in Greene, Columbia, and Rensselaer counties. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Josepha Velasquez is reporting at Politico New York that the New York State Senate on Monday, April 11th, unanimously passed a bill exempting feminine hygiene products from the state's 4% sales tax. The bill was sponsored by freshman Senator Sue Serino, a Republican from Hyde Park. The Assembly last month unanimously passed the legislation, which also has the support of the Cuomo administration. It is estimated the tax on feminine hygiene products brings in approximately $8.5 million a year. The bill now goes to the desk of Governor Andrew Cuomo for signature. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that businesses in Hudson are beginning to install small safes on the exterior of their buildings to hold keys for entry. The keys would be accessible to only Hudson firefighters in the event of an emergency. The mini safe allows firefighters quick, easy access to buildings and homes without the necessity of breaking down doors, especially in the case of false alarms. The first building to install one of these safes was the former Armory building, which houses the new Hudson Library. Businesses or homeowners who would like to acquire one of the lockboxes must first contact the Arizona-based manufacturer. The company then communicates with the fire department to make arrangements for access. Columbia County 911 will maintain records of where the safes are located on each of the buildings. Information on the system can be found at www.notbox.com. You can read that full story in the Register Star. And for our final story, Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Habitat for Humanity appeared again last week before the Valencia Village Zoning Board of Appeals to correct a variance granted in December to replace a two-family house the organization purchased on the corner of Main and New Streets. The Village Planning Board also attended the meeting, prepared to vote on the final plans for the project. The Planning Board had concerns about the Habitat plan, which calls for a new two-family house to replace the existing one. Each of the two attached homes will be about 1,400 square feet and will be owned by two separate families selected by Habitat. After two rounds of voting, the Planning Board finally approved the plan with reservations. Habitat representatives present invited anyone concerned with the plan to become part of the process. Habitat now has the approvals it needs for the project. The existing structure will be demolished and construction will begin this summer. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain today, mainly before 10 a.m. The temperature high will be 51 degrees. On Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 33. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 33. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 56 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 33. Sunrise today was at 6:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:34 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 12th day of April 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.